We're now standing in the upper chapel of St. Margaret. The two Flemish tapestries were woven in Tournai and given to the cathedral by Jean de Morléon. Please don't touch them, as they're very fragile. The Adoration of the Magi on the left and the Presentation of Jesus in the Temple formed part of a cycle of 8 tapestries showing the life of the Virgin, which were hung in the stalls on great feast days. We now move into the treasure house, which occupies the former chapter house. If it's dark, you can use the time switch on the right as you go in to light the cases. In the first room are 2 copes embroidered in what was known as Opus Anglicanum, in other words, in workshops in London, which were the most famous in Europe in the early 14th century. It took years to make vestments like these in the most precious materials known in medieval times, such as Oriental silk, silver and gold. The so-called virgin cope is made of red silk. You can see the Madonna and Child surrounded by the 12 apostles in 2 rows, one above the other. The cope known as the Passion Cope has a gold background. A collection of fantastic animals and scenes from the lives of the Virgin and Christ embroidered in gold thread on a white silk ground are spread among some 30 medallions. In the centre, going from bottom to top, you may recognise the Ascension, Pentecost and the Coronation of the Virgin. The additions, amputations and traces of wear and tear show how much intensive use they got and the specific devotion they were used for. According to the tradition, these vestments were a gift from Clement V and accordingly venerated as relics. In the same case, the celebrated unicorn attributed to Saint Bertrand is in fact the shaft of a bishop's pastoral crozier made of ivory from the tusk of a narwhal. The 15th century parchment is the most ancient document extant attesting to Saint Bertrand's jubilee. The second room also contains vestments: a 17th century trompe-l'œil chasuble imitating embroidery, and 2 18th century chasubles made at the time when the most famed silks were Italian and French. The lack of religious themes on these is striking, but their luxury attests to the devotion of the faithful who donated them. And that brings us to the end of our visit. I do hope you've enjoyed it. Goodbye.